Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR's senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR reporting staff. That is the General Assembly reporting staff. Chris, there's sort of an interesting thing, I think, going on down there right now. And maybe it's not unexpected, but it's sort of happy days are here again for the Republican Party. And the first real indication of that, I think, was the vote in the Appropriations Committee, where there were no Republicans voted against the budget.
I think it's definitely fair to say that Republicans are happier with this budget than they've been with all of the budgets in the last 8 years. And in large part, I think it's really a reflection of just how powerful a governor is in the budgeting process in Maryland. Basically, the governor sends out his budget and sets a number that the General Assembly cannot exceed. They can't add anything to the budget. So Governor Hogan's budget constrains spending. It's the slowest growth of state spending since Ehrlich. And so Republicans are going to be happier with the product that comes out of it.
Well, Chris, there are some, shall we say, right-wing Republicans down there, and not even one of them decided to vote against the budget, even though it was put together by a Democrat, Maggie McIntosh, in the Appropriations Committee. So is that a reflection of Hogan inspired discipline?
I think that it would probably be fair to say that the Hogan administration has been, you know, talking with Republicans on the Appropriations Committee through the process. But a couple things to keep in mind. I mean, first of all, that unanimous House vote came after a whole lot of votes on a whole lot of issues and a whole lot of subcommittees. So they all kind of knew what was coming and had gotten more or less on board with it, is the first thing. And second of all, I talked to one lawmaker on the Appropriations Committee, and he said, listen, I mean, the last several years, the alternative budgets that we put together looked very similar to the budget that Governor Hogan put out. So, I mean, they're saying, you know, this is what we were hoping for the last several years and would never able to get. And here we are with the chance to actually vote on a budget that we more or less like.
So they're dealing with a governor of their party. So you would, I suppose, expect a little bit of uniformity, at least in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly. And this is also, I mean, we're still kind of early in the budget process. I mean, it was a big milestone getting through the House, but there's more work to be done in the Senate. The Senate's going to do their version. So there's still tweaking going on, but I would be surprised if the administration wasn't making sure that Republicans at least showed a due amount of support to a budget that really reflects a lot of their priorities in terms of cutting, you know, reining in government spending and laying the groundwork to close the state's structural deficit.
Well, and briefly, Chris, the idea of tax cuts is still out there, and I'm sure that's still alive.
The one place that they are thinking there might be some progress is on a change to the stormwater management fee, which would give people some relief, but it's not technically a tax.
For Christopher Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.